I called you on the telephone, but you're not alone, baby.
No one,
and you're my number one, my guiding star. Hey, yeah. Ooh, baby,
no one can
give me that love.
Yeah. nowhere through a caravan around the campfire light. A lovely man in motion with hair as black as night.
That's how I know.
without you.
a big guy tell. Woman, you nice broad face and you nice hip. Big man flip and bust up every hip. Woman, you nice and energetic. Bitch, you're funny, you're just a big guy tell. Woman,
This song is the song that brings the R in our music from Kingston, Jamaica. We call it reggae. Yes, people know that I'm the one who invented the word reggae, so I'm the inventor of the word reggae.
The 6-day forecast today, Wednesday the 12th of January, scattered flurries minus 4. On Thursday, scattered flurries minus 6. On Friday, sunny minus 16. On Saturday, mainly sunny minus 17. On Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds minus 13. And on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds minus 11 degrees. The musical selection this morning includes Marcia Griffiths, Desmond Dekker and the Aces, Juliet Nelson, Lady G featuring Shia Mills. We also have Johnny Nash. We have the Pioneers, Desmond Dekker, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Fab Five, Max Romeo, Althea Hewitt, Amari, DJ Mona Lisa. We have Kevin Downswell's featuring Roman Virgo, Shakademus and Pliers, Chronix. We have Japanese Warrior. We have Shaggy, Toots and the Maytals, Rebel Do featuring the late Peter Novel, and also Ernie Smith.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Don Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight. One day, Jack.
From the day I was born, I've never been a winner. From the day I was born, I've never been a winner. When all my friends winning and laughing at me, me sit down one side reading my Bible.
phone. We want to call him now, as a matter of fact. Because, as I said, the holiday rush done now, so we have more time. We do have to talk in between the ads them. I hope tomorrow is the same thing. So meanwhile, we are waiting upon the operator for Link, Hi-Fi. We want to talk about what transpired at Scott's Pass today. You know, there was a demonstration at Scott's Pass today. We want to hear, because Hi-Fi was out there. Meanwhile, we have Hi-Fi on the line here. We was out at Scott's Pass, and we hear say there was a demonstration going on. Blessed
love, Rastaman.
Oh, you do, man?
Rastaman. But there, and I'll be here. There, I say 2 days left of the year done. We couldn't tell the elders them, say, would ask y'all 2022, year after.
I tell you, man. I tell you, I remember when I just go and move here, go live, man. And it's our brother, don't name Shira. Shira, him helped me find the land where we live on for 15 years. And me tell him, say, me go plant a coconut tree. Me say, where you go? Plant a coconut tree. Coconut tree takes 5 years to be here. I'm not there.
Exactly.
And that from Aisha. That almost about 40 years ago to Rati.
And you drink several jelly and
wine. Oh, I plant all the hockey tree, apple tree. I start a tree, I plant and I leave it. I come up and so again, come plant the same thing them. So,
and I reap them same.
Oh, you mean, man? All right.
But
so,
our vision was just to plant it, even if I left it to somebody else. That's how it go.
Yeah, man. Anyway, hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Tell me now where we are going down there, because we hear say, police come down there, they were going to demolish the place. You know, I think it's Stephanie, should be Stephanie Marley.
Well, Stephanie Marley
responsible for
power of attorney from her mother, based on a document that he saw where the ones them who were living at the center did get notices from about 2 years ago or so, you know. And I think they had one before, but, you know, there was a current case where they were judged in court, eviction. And we never even sure what did happen, because one at a time, the ones that were going to court say, we bring back a paper to us to show some withdrawal on the part of an attorney named Hilton, who was, representing the Marleys. So we figured...
I mean, withdrawal. I mean, like, really, hold on. You mean that the Marleys was withdrawing the thing about eviction?
That's a document we saw coming from the court, that there was some withdrawal from... Marley's attorney, so we never know where it got till we hear say another king and Anna Barrington had this thing in court now representing the ones them there.
Yeah.
But finally we have now the ones them tell I and I that them get some information that them supposed to move out with benches from the tabernacle, the water tank we have there, and the drums. So we say, no, man, that's on our way now. And that's all buildings where dead here, we have both buildings that would have included Marshanti's dwelling, which was authorized to be there by Nana Rita Marley.
Rita Marley, yes.
When Food for the Poor and the Rastafari Youth Initiative were agitating on her behalf, and they contacted Madam Marley and got permission that Food for the Poor could have built this nice dwelling there where that had housed Marshanti. But since Marshanti went on to the Marley Foundation, home to the age, that building is there, and you know, we say, well, if there's any other elder in need, it would have occupied that space. Because you know, Rita had always wanted an elder's home.
She did have one up at St. Mary, remember?
Yes, and she had wanted one to be at Scott's Pass, and she indicated that the one she wanted at Scott's Pass would have been on her side of the property, because from the day we have been to Scott's Pass, and for the ones that we don't know, we are talking from 1987, when this land was given to deny of being the order by a word of mouth from Sister Rita Marley. She said it in 1987. She brought Prince Darwick McConnen, grandson of Emperor Haile Selassie I.
I remember.
She brought Theodos Tamrat, which is the
grandson.
Of Imru. If one remember that picture with two young princes on either side of a throne with Tafari sitting, and young youths were holding his shoulders. That's Ras Imru and Ras Bela. So the grandson of Imru and the grandson of Haile Selassie came to Jamaica in 1987, and Rita brought them to Scott's Park to witness this gift that would be given to the order. So it's in royal presence from the house of Haile Selassie I that land groundbreaking took place at Scott's Park. So then, from then, Scott's Park was in, you know, the Naya Bingi books, because then Bongo Daniel had built a tabernacle. But because Sister Rita did not bring it to the attention of the wider congregation, she linked Bongo Daniel. Bongo Daniel actually never want, when she came to the Bingi in Portland Cottage, for it to come to the gathering's attention. So the groundbreaking was done outside of the house attention, and the gift was done outside of the house attention. So the house did not bear the tabernacle or the gift any mind.
Mm.
So when I and my brother Ivor saw that was happening, we met Rita at Radio Sunsplash. And when we spoke to her, we said, Sister Rita, that gift you give us the land, you know, is not accepted by the order, you know, because it did not happen in the presence of the elders. So you need now, to make that gift acceptable, you need to come to a Naya Bingi.
Well, she never come to Mobi.
Yes, that was how she came to Montego Bay to concretize the gift now.
Yes.
Because the tabernacle was there nearly a year till Gilbert blew off a little section of it. And things. So about 88, ending in November, she came to Scott to Pittsford, and with the presence of Julian Marley, young youth them time, never had nothing blocks.
Me remember him, man.
And you know, say, the elders in particular, headed by Bongo Watto, refused the gift.
Reggae business.
Yeah, and said, no, man, them reggae people, yeah, we can't trust them,
man.
And believe in them,
man.
Because
Tani, Bongo Watto.
In clarity, Bongo Watto spearheaded the attack against reggae and Sister Rita Marley, and he used derogatory adjectives to describe her.
Little Mota,
I've never seen a woman who was verbally, I would say, abused and stood up with grace and humility and answered Bongo Watto so humbly to say, Bongo Watto, have you ever listened to my song?
Let me ask you something. You feel, say, that confrontation hardened the young Marleys them against the Bingi house?
No, then you nothing about that.
Them never use it, know it then, but them now use, know it now.
No, I don't think so, the Muta, because Rita, even after that, was so cooperative with the order, because then she gave she gave $20,000 at the onset of the gift to start the tabernacle.
Yeah.
And even when that tabernacle went, we start upgraded from touch to zinc, and groove and tongue boards. We said we want a nice permanent structure. We don't really want the nobody like you build yourself today, tomorrow you're mashed down, you're gone somewhere else. No, we need a center. And Rita gave us also funds when we went to her by Tufgang at that time. She was there, and she gave us some money too. We could have helped buy some more
longboards,
coupled with what we have. So she was always supportive, you know, of what is happening. Sometimes she come there, she feel like the pace did I go too slow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she always wanted the school, you know, the elder's home. She said she would have built it on the other side. Come, as if we fast track it, up to 2010, we had a clinic. Because, you know, enough Rastan and love the doctor thing. And we find that enough of the elders, they might die because they're not getting up. Medical check, blood pressure check, and these things are happening. Prostate cancer take hold, and so we start having clinics, medical wellness days on the Naya Bingi Center. Scott's Park was one of those centers where we brought Dr. Anthony Hall in 2010 as a neurosurgeon. We had a whole team of dentists. We have gynecologists, we have optometrists, we have all kind of doctors coming who will Rastafari.
All right, let me ask you, let me fast forward a little. Let me ask you a question now. With all of what is said, seeing, I know it's a gift and all them, I will know Rasta stay as it relates to paper and all them something there. But no one never see it fit for ask Rita if she could have write down something from paper that future, them would have know where I go on and everybody would know where I go on. Because, watch them now, I will only demand them from them time they're dead. Rita now, we know Rita now, she kind of, she gets shook and all them up and like, can't talk and all them thing there. And now our younger children, them have come up now, which obviously a whole heap of them don't see the necessity for the rest of them over there. Or maybe them have plans for the land differently. Why is it that the item never secure some farmer a leverage in terms of document so that you can come in at this time and say, but that is this and this is that. Why that never happened?
Give thanks, Muta. It happened, Muta. Brought it to Rita's attention. Brother Miguel brought it to Rita's attention. In fact, that Sister Rita had even commissioned Brother Miguel to get a surveyor. And that surveyor, went there, Brother Miguel would remember a name. I can't just remember a name like that, but a surveyor was commissioned to Rita by Brother Miguel, went down to Scott's Pass. He needed a copy of the original title. He said we should have involved the two neighbors on either side so that we didn't do the map, because that was to divide the land in two, because Rita had promised us 50% of the property, half of the property. It was then she supplied a diagram that showed that the land was 27.5 acres. Okay. So, in other words, we said we would have get probably 13 or even 10. Yes. Would have sufficed us. Yes? Let she keep the bigger half. Yes?
So who have that paper now? Who have the papers?
No, the surveying thing did not materialize.
Why? Why it never materialized?
The process started because Brother Miguel would tell you, say, Sister Rita wasn't forthcoming with the copy of the title, which really is in her name, because we got a copy of the diagram that's Anderson buying from another person. And the old diagram and layout. But that process did not happen. In 2010 now, when she came there, and at this wellness day, because one of her nurse friends, it's the Carl from Florida, was there too, and she was elated to see a Medicare deal that brought the entire community. And you know, when we have the medical deal, the people of the community come over
and rock that
a doctor. So she came and saw her peers, and she saw a nice deal, well organized, well put together. I gave her the tour of the facility to say, well, Sister Rita, you know, that's an upgraded bathroom facility we have there. Here is the female, here is the male. The male is undone, but still usable. The female, yes, practically done, tiled and all. But over here, you know, this is the male facility, the female facility. We still need to have it. And we spoke of the things we want to do to finish. But she said, then why don't you all finish these structures? I see all unfinished buildings. I said, Sister Rita, you know what's our main problem? When a brethren come who can help the finance, the first question he asked,
brethren,
the item of the documentation.
Yeah.
And when we said no, he said, no, Bridget, that we can't put money further into, and the item have no real security. Mr. Sister Rita, all you got to do to help us in this regard is to do the subdivision you started, right, engaging Brother Miguel and all. And I remember clearly in 2010, she looked at me and said, well, you know, I have to consider my children and grandchildren. I said, no, but Sister Rita, that's different from the part that is ours.
Yeah.
So you talk about children and grandchildren on your side, because y'all already did not disportion a land already for Tabernacle and
I wish you
so
say.
We have always engaged Rita.
No, I wish you say after you say that.
She said, well, I'm telling you, I don't know about that. You know, I'd have to talk to my children and grandchildren.
And she could actually talk to her children and grandchildren.
Yes, well, I mean, later on, because since Rita was becoming ill, she came back to Scott's Pass a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And Dago would have told you that when he spoke with her She was still the same person, talking about the land, but still not coming up to say, do the subdivision. But what happened, we saw when she came and have her workers fence the entire property and build a wall which would have separated the Naya Bindu Center from her property and build herself a place as if when she come to Bindu, because she spoke to me about the serenity she feels when she come to the center. And I said, Nana, why not build yourself a home that if you come to Bindu, you can spend 2 nights there? She did that. And when she did that, she separated the partitioning of the land by putting a block fence on one side and she chain linked it right around. So we would have known what now. And she said, not 10 acres anymore. No, it would have been 5 acres.
Yes.
Because I don't see where you all are making progress with the development and all. And, you know, I don't see any farming. I said, Nana, listen to me. When we have a tumultuous gathering, all this front area you're seeing here is parking. And Muta, you can attest that even when we have a ceremony, those
more than one time we come up in Gile. More than
parking
one time.
And tents occupy the whole of that front. So we could not be planting those areas where we know when
big. Yeah, so where the planting did I go on? In the planting did I go on?
Of course, I've moved to all those coconut trees.
And
all them things. All right. The back, you know.
Yeah, wait there now.
We're making progress.
All right, wait there now, Ivan. I can't say something now. Because it seems as if you tell me, say, Richard, it kind of, I say, well, you know something, I have to really think about my children and my grandchildren, you know.
Yes.
So obviously, the paper thing we wanted to talk about never worked through. All right, but now we hear that is as a Mali control now, and she's the one who decides, say, look here, we are going to do something else with the land. Anybody get to talk to she personally?
Well, I have not spoken in terms of but I know consultation was going on even while they some notices were served and all and so on. But you know, when we saw the partitioning done, even Stephanie came to the tabernacle, I wasn't there, but they were saying, you know, what entity should the land be transferred to? So at that, even that late stage, we said, yes, it seemed as if once it was fenced on partition, we said, yes, things is going to happen now. So we were on preparation to make that happen, you know. And just the last 2 years when Corona started, we said, okay, all right, we need to give Sister Rita Marley the Imperial Majesty Empress Menen Award for her invaluable contribution to the Naya Bindu Order to the African community. And we were in negotiation to have her come to Scotts Park, but by the May of that same year, security guards were placed at the gate. And it's like Corona start, and we end up with the same lockdown like Corona.
All right. You see, we are hearing the same thing them where we hear from them time. But me now hear the ayah tell me about the person who is responsible for the land now, which we hear is a Mali responsible for it.
Yeah.
None of the ayah them never go to her and have a reason with her towards that. Because obviously, if you don't reach her, say, she'll get the land. This up half a way you are say, she'll say, well, you know, she ain't going to roll like because me have to think about my family. And really and truly now, the family now think about Rasta the way there. Like, oh, Bob Marley and she would think about Rasta. So, you know, Quagmire now of trying to link where Richard did say with the land and trying to deal with the young Marley now with how you're going to move forward. But you said, nobody now go talk to her. Nobody.
We've been contending in a motor, said that gift of 34 years was concretized in a way whereby we had no animosity on the part of Sister Rita.
The Malians.
And when we saw her partition the land to say this side is ours, that side is theirs, then we figured more or less that even though we didn't have paperwork, that was an established fact. Yeah,
Yeah, it's an established fact until a younger Marley come. It's an established fact until a younger Marley come. Who, when she did say that, was little picking her up and down. Never know where I go on. And now them big enough now to seize land and take end land with them family. Mother or father own. Yeah, but yes, but you see, that is where the conversation have to come now. The conversation have to reach now. We know when Rita say and where Rita never say. Camilla are dead on our name the when Rita say certain things. So, all right. Yeah. When Rita said this and when Rita said that, that is one thing. Rita can't talk now and Rita can't walk. So she have ones and ones there, which is her family. And before she can't talk, she say she have to look out for her family, which no one can wrong her. Now, even if you have the thing for 30 years, and now you see where it reached now, where them all are lock out the rest of them out of the place. No one still know to the man, the young Marley.
There was dialogue. There were constant dialogue. We engaged Sister Desta, who is an attorney and friend of Rita in terms of arbitration. But at one point, we heard that arbitration doors are closed. So what else could we do no more than we are looking at the legal ramification of a gift for 34 years that we have occupied without any molestation, and then to just hear say, all that is revoked, we're not here to talk about anything else more than we have to go. So
All right, so let me decide, let me go demolish everything with upon the property. Are that them say?
Well, the board structures would have been the first phase, because we are talking about concrete and steel beams of tabernacles rafters and things. We're not talking about...
I'm plano grave.
Yes, and we're talking about the ancestral remains that is on that land. Mortimer Plano, Bongo Shefan, Bongo Gabby, Granny Ivy, and a little baby that...
Me help carry plano go down there.
First, I know that one. I wasn't on the island and that, but you know, even Mortimer Plano's grandson came at Scottsdale just last week. And when he came there, he had hell to go through the gate because security would not let him in to come and see the remains of his father. And he's after consultation and his passport picture gets taken and WhatsApp would be
happening to
be, and them verify it as him, then them get the green light to open the gate.